grinds my gears. It just pisses me off. When it comes down to this rap shit, when people not respecting people's lanes, again, like when Ice Spice said that she liked To Pimp a Butterfly, y'all was expecting her to be like a female Kendrick. The issue with you fans is that you expect someone to be a reincarnation or fill in the shoes of somebody, which I think is fucking stupid, because you should be walking in your own footsteps and not trying to be a reincarnation of somebody else. And what they'll do is, because she said this, people are like, I wish she was a lyricist. And then when someone tells these retards, that's not her lane, it's not what she does, people be like, she should. Why? You act like, you mean why? Why would Ice Spice be on some lyrical shit? And let me just shit even more stupid, because I care more about how niggas look than the music. You got Rhapsody wearing a dress, showing a little bit of fucking cleavage. And y'all over here scared that she gonna go pop. She's gonna go pop because y'all sound retarded. Because someone would have asked these retarded ass fans online that question. Well, Remy Ma did it and she went pop. Oh, you don't want her to be popular. She's ours. She's ours. I hate fans like that. I really do. See, I would cringe if I had fans like that. They're like, you wish. No. No. I would cringe so hard if I had fans that's just, they don't even see you as a person. They see you as a special item that's not that special. But to them, you're a special item. No, you're mine. Then stop promoting that fucking, stop putting that artist names and conversations about most underrated rapper. Stop saying real hip-hop, you want a real hip-hop, don't insert that rapper's name when you say that, because you're going to try to get, what that's going to do is have people who don't even like that kind of music look up that artist, and once they find some flaws in that nigga's music, they're going to make YouTube videos talking about that artist, TikTok videos talking about that artist. Why do y'all like this nigga's music? But back to what I'm saying about lanes. You don't see 2 Chainz rapping like Eminem. And that's okay, because that's not his fucking lane. You don't see Ice Spice rapping like Lotto. Even though they say, these female rappers rap the same. They talk about the same topics. Like, men don't. Name when people bring it up, it's still bad, man. Shut the fuck up. It ain't like you niggas want to hear niggas talk about anything that's unique and different. Like me making a song called Darkstalkers and contrasting to hood shit, you're going to look at that as being weird, because I've never heard a rapper do that before. You call that shit garbage, or he's trying too hard to do something. You don't even know me like that. You got too many fans who think they know the artist so fucking well. Shut your asses up. Y'all make it obvious. I see it. You see it in TikTok videos. You see it on fucking YouTubes. You make it obvious who you are. You got niggas who will make videos shitting on Drake every time. And then when you sit there and say, bro, hey, Drake, why you hate him? Well, I'm a fan of Drake. You don't understand. And they'll be in a video, I'm a fan of Drake, so I can do that. You're a big fan of Drake, so you can do that. How are you a big fan of someone but then rips them apart? It's like Logic fans. There's one fool who's a Logic hater. The fact that y'all openly admit that y'all haters of another artist. And you, it's not like you hate the nigga, you leave it alone. You obsessively hating. So that makes you a fucking fan. Because let's be real with it. There are fans, they're obsessive. This is why people say if you're a hater, you must be a fan. I'm not a fan, but they on every single one of your videos talking shit. They're always in your fucking, I see it all the time with some of these white rappers. You know, there's one female white rapper. I guess it's the one that was trying to rap like, trying to act like, I'm Eminem's daughter. Eminem's daughter is not fucking rap. And she got in the fan base. And you know how even white fans hate white rappers. Let's be real with it. Like, I don't mind a white rapper. If you're dope, you're dope. But some white fans, in majority of black fans, they don't like white rappers at all. They don't. Even if you're good, you're still trash. And you got this, and it's because this one rapper, he was the one that said, Machine Gun Kelly is garbage. Here's the top five white rappers. And he put himself in it. That's called confidence. But to these niggas, it's not being humble. Because, again, it's weird. It goes back to what I'm talking about. Y'all can't be talking about how, man, you know, J. Cole soft, man. He over here talking about he's the best, man. Y'all motherfuckers will sit there and literally will tell her if a rapper utters out of their fucking face, someone, a rapper they don't know, if they're in an interview and they're asked, do you feel that you're the best rapper right now? And they openly say, yes, I am the best rapper right now. No one ain't fucking with me. You know how you're supposed to fucking feel? Everyone in the comments, I lost all respect for him for thinking that. You had a fucking fan that literally said he didn't like J. Cole because he called himself part of Big Three. I mean, you the ones that kind of kept comparing these three. Don't get mad at J. Cole for what you fans be doing. Y'all always compare Kendrick, Cole, and Drake. That is your fault that he acknowledged that. And that's the thing about dumb about fans. Y'all keep on comparing us to GOATs and all these rappers. And then when we sit there and acknowledge it, don't you acknowledge it? Man, shut your asses up. Then don't say it. Don't compare me to no ghost. Then don't compare me to no MF Doom. No fucking compare me to rappers that I sound like Currency, Wiz Khalifa. But you're more lyrical. Okay, so that's my comedy, and that's fucking Rock Marciano. Our Evidence. These are my favorite rappers. Dumbo Genesis, I fuck with rappers in that lane. I fuck rappers in that lane. The Alchemist, every rapper in that lane, I fuck with. That is my sound. I had to fucking embrace that sound heavy because niggas didn't want me doing nothing different. Y'all can call it amazing. It's not amazing. I was pushed to making this kind of sound. Because I couldn't do anything else. Because it's always nah. Nigga, it ain't like niggas gonna go back on songs like Anime Girls and shit like that and see them as classics. They gonna say, I'm happy that he grew out of that cringy stage of trying to make different things. But you know, I'm glad he's embraced this sound. This sound fits him perfectly. Okay, fine. So I want you to explain to these fans who's going to listen to me on these type of beats all the time. And when they say, he's making the same music over and over and over. He's rapping on the same beats over and over and over. I want you to fucking say, but you know what? Scratch that. This is what we're talking about for real. You rap coaches are biggest hypocrites. Right now, I'm over here rapping on beats that fit my sound. Rap coach has said, pick beats that fit your sound, is what he said. Pick beats that fit you. Look at beats like clothes. And that's what I'm doing. Right? That's why it fits. That's why I'm consistent every fucking time. Which you would think would be a good thing. It's funny how the good things are the bad things now. Currency sticks to his sound. He knows people, fans know what the fuck they want to hear from him. It's consistent. It's nice. You have fans who are so used to rappers changing up their fucking sound or going through different eras, like a Kendrick, like a Cole, like a Eminem, like a Kanye, especially a fucking Kanye. But it's funny, y'all fans say that, but then when Cudi tries to go through different eras in his fucking career, what do you niggas always want to revert back to? Man on the fucking moon. You want him to make 100 man on the fucking moons. But what happens if, okay, so Kid Cudi drops the Man on the Moon 4. Yes, the return of the Man on the Moon! Because you got attached emotionally to that one project. And then you can't be getting mad and wonder why come the artists can't grow. Because if you have a big fan base that don't want you to fucking grow, you're fucked. And then they'll have to fucking explain to niggas who look at you. Because trust me, I'll keep it real. Nigga, it's like, Mike, you're making the same music. I mean, I am making the same music. But they'll fight and like, and crawl. No, you're not. You're not. You're adding new textures to the sound when I'm not. Okay, here's a fucking, I'm not. And when I'm not. And then when I do try to find different fucking samples, like that song, Lost in My Psyche, some people like, and then the pause is within the flow, because God forbid, because Drake don't do that. It's funny, fans are weird. When a mainstream rapper has pauses, okay, remember that verse by Dr. Dre last episode? You know, I counted a lot of pauses in that flow. You know, straight from the CPT, phone sipping, strong phone through the streets. I'm just, you know, scanning. Phone sending, phone sipping, phone what? How you feel? Wooty woot, nigga, what? Me and Snoop Dunn, fuckers in the mind. Sounds bunning, fast making through John. Sounds bunning, fast in that hell. Like, that's the whole verse of him just pausing. And pausing. That's an iconic fucking verse. But he's not a rapper. Yeah, he's a rapper, nigga. I don't give a fuck. He's a rapper. He came out with two, three, if you count Compton, rap albums. Nigga's a fucking rapper. Even Drake ass paused in his fucking flow. Sitting with my rose. You know how this shit go. It is like, he didn't fucking rap. Drew told you niggas about pauses and rap flows, and then you over talking like too many pauses in your flows. Cause y'all so used to niggas punching in every bar. And y'all so retarded, y'all think punching is just off the top of the dome when it's not. Nigga, you can write and punch in at the same fucking time, my nigga. It's not always off the top of the dome. I don't know why niggas think that punching in automatically means off the top of the fucking dome. It's not. It's not even a new thing. It's gotten to the point where niggas be like, it sounds like you're rapping on beat. They told me this. It sounds like you're rapping on beat. You should punch in your bars and show your emotions. I did that just for fun. Niggas ate that shit up. I wasn't even saying anything. And I like writing because, nigga, I can see my words. It's like, you know what the fuck that's like? That's like you're doing construction with no blueprint. How you going to build something you don't have an idea of what the fuck it looks like in your face? You can't just imagine what it looks like because your mind goes in so many places that you say, I'm going to build a skyscraper, and your mind says, no, I'm going to build this, then I'm going to build that. And then when the shit is complete, you got this big ass abstract ass building. But people don't want to have that conversation. They're too stupid to. But back to these rap coaches, y'all some hypocrites. Like, real talk. You talk about artists, you know, you thinking, if artists, you're not improving your sound. And I said this shit years ago. All because it's modern doesn't mean that you're improving. And after Quavo tried to diss Chris Brown with them same little triplet flows that you rap coaches be trying to tell artists to do, rappers to do,
because it's modern, it's fun.
But when it comes down to, like, first of all, it's outdated. Y'all just don't want to admit that. It's outdated. That's why boom bappy rap can't be outdated, because it's the foundation and it's well respected. Niggas do not respect trap triplet flows, my nigga. They do not. That's ear candy. And because the fact that's an outdated fucking sound, nobody cares. And the fact that you rap coaches still continuously telling rappers in 2024 to do a fucking sound that was at its peak in 2018 is fucking funny to me. That's why I take, and I'm not talking about the Cold Minds, the lyricologies. I'm talking about the niggas who literally sit there and try to tell niggas, you should make your music more modern. That's why you got a whole bunch of these, and it's not just this, you know, it's got these niggas telling. That's why when rappers submit these songs, these review shows, because you're not winning anything. Yeah, you might get ears on you, but you're not going to incline to listen to you. I'm one of these days, I'm gonna send a song to Dork, and I'm gonna actually, just to see something, I'm going to put my Spotify in the link, like in the comments. I just want to see something, because I'm going to always win it, bring it every fucking time. That's what consistency is. Like, imagine you going to work consistently. Like me, I go to work every day and I'm consistently on time. I'm never fucking late, right? If I get late one time, that's unlike me. You see what I'm saying? And it's never a good thing. Just picture it like that. If I'm over here consistently dropping music in a sound that you fit, and you decide to do something completely left, to these people, you showed up late. That's not like you. You showed up a little bit late. You showed up a little bit too late. But you continuously showing up late and showing up late, and it's like the problem. And it's like, we gotta let you go. And that's exactly how, in a nutshell, how fans feel when rappers step out their comfort zone and try to experiment different fucking styles and flows. You know what I mean? Because it's like you coming to work late. If you keep coming to work late, what happens? They fire you. You keep on making sounds that these motherfuckers don't like, what they do, they fire you. I'm not a fan of yours no more until you start coming to work more early. Then we're fucking with you. That's a return to form. Okay, and then stop telling artists to step out their comfort zone. If you're so obsessed with this one sound to the point where if I try anything different is a problem, don't ever tell me to fucking switch it up. And you better be in the comments when you tell these dumb retards who like to tell rappers who clearly have their own sound that works, and they tell them, try different sounds. How about shut the fuck up? But you know what the fuck inspired that shit to me? It's weird white dude on YouTube. And this dude was the one that was talking about, why come, you know, you can't say nigga, you know, trying to get his little viral 15 minutes of fame. I swear, humans are fucking pitiful. Y'all say the most stupidest shit just to get fame for a second. And sometimes it'll be more than what you bargain for to the point you lose your fucking job. So this fool sits there and he says, you know what? I don't like mumble rap, but I know a lot of rappers are rapping so monotone nowadays. Who the fuck are you listening to? You know what I'm saying? And where's the rappers that, you know, even though they're garbage, you know, I hate people admit someone is garbage, but then say the complete opposite in the same sense. I hate that shit. Because it's not sincere. That's a fucking half-ass insult and half-ass compliment. I hate that shit. Be real. Don't half-ass it. And to me, if you gonna call me trash, you better fucking give me a full essay of why you're calling me trash. I ain't gotta do that. Then your shit isn't valid. I can tell you reasons why a lot of rappers I don't like are trash. I can tell you why. And it'd be valid. You, and it won't be the typical, he raps too monotone, he raps too slow. I might not like the way he raps. I don't like the way you rap. And I'm gonna sit there and say, okay, then how do I rap? What is about it that I don't, about me that I rap that you don't like about me? And if you can't explain that, I can explain that to you. But if you can't explain that to me, then you're just talking out your ass. Don't even waste my time. But back to this corny ass white dude that I believe started this whole bullshit of whole high energy shit. Because he was like, yeah, man, I just honestly think that we need rappers that is yelling again. Except for looking for artists that specialize in doing that. You want niggas who don't do it to do it. That's like telling a person, that's like telling me, I'm not a chef. Nigga, I can boil water. I can scramble eggs. That's as far as it goes. Breakfast foods, as far as it goes with me. I'm not no fucking gourmet chef. That's like expecting me to fucking make a fucking goddamn gourmet meal, knowing damn well I'm not a fucking chef. That's what it feels like when you see niggas trying to tell artists who are in a particular lane to do something else. That's not even a fucking lane, but it's popular to the masses. That swears up and down, we're feeling for unique ideas when you not. Now I know, because your influences are in the underground with these music review shows and also with the content creators in these fucking, these review shows, these content and the people that see these fucking shows. And what they do is they judge it off of what they hear on the fucking radio. So if they can't envision your song being played at a club, keep in mind they got that Game and Khaled for doing this. Now they're thinking like this now. If we can't envision it being in the car, in the club, it's a flop. Nobody submits songs to an independent radio station. Like, I don't know. Y'all do that. I just don't. That's why I only send it to Dorky, because Dorky's expectations is not send me a hit. He knows this is who you are. This is how your style is. This is who you are. Some of these niggas, they don't think like that. They're going to always tell you to switch up your sound, switch up your flow. You got bars, but switch up your flow. You're rapping to chill and monotone, despite the fucking fact I'm not that fucking monotone. That's one. Two, my nigga, 21 Savage. Three, my nigga, Drake. Four, my nigga, if you're in the underground, Earl Sweatshirt. Then we can go down that whole list. And if you were to sit there and tell them that, they'll come up with the most stupidest motherfucking answers for that. And the dumbest rebuttal is, well, if you're going to make it in the industry. Okay, nigga, Drake has the most chillest fucking monotone flow, and he's the most biggest fucking rapper right now. The fuck are you talking about? You want me to be something that I'm not. You can't even picture. You can't even envision what that something is. That's why you're saying shit like, I don't know what it is, but you gotta give us something. And this is the funny part. When I do give them that something, it's still a problem. That's why I don't care. I'm just telling you. I know people tell me, Mike, don't worry about it. Keep doing you. I know what I'm doing is working. I see the responses. My thing is this, since I'm on that road, I don't want to hear Mike switch it up. Mike, you're making the same sound. You're too consistent, which is the most oddest thing. Wouldn't you want an artist to keep being consistent so you won't be wondering what the fuck is he doing next? And some fans, they don't mind that. Okay, fine. Look for an artist that can do that. When I listen to Evidence, I know what the fuck I'm going to get from Evidence. Currency, I know exactly what to get from him. Dumbo Genesis, I know exactly what to get from Dumbo. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I fuck with some outliers with it. You know, I can fuck with a child of the creator, because he can switch up his sound and it sounds authentic. It doesn't sound like it's fake. When Tyler, that's the thing. When you start evolving your sound, it has to be authentic. It can't be fake. Like every transition from Bastard to Call Me When You Get Lost, I ain't felt nothing he did that was fake. It was all authentically Tyler, which means he planned his future. He pre-planned all of that. He knew. He even said there were some songs from Wolf that were from Goblin. Like, his idea for Wolf was in his Goblin Bastard era. So he had a plan and he executed it. And I have nothing but respect for that man. I seen that man grow. When Tyler came out in 2008, I was 21 years old. I'm sitting there watching this dude from Eye Future to On. I even seen this fucking dude in Hollywood when they were like semi-mainstream. I'm like, bro. And seeing Earl grow, man, you know, people like, I hate his growth. Y'all want to go backwards. You don't want no fan. Any fan that wants an artist to grow backwards is not a real fan. I don't care. Get offended. I don't care what nobody say. You know what I mean? I don't care what nobody say. You can grow within the sound of what you're doing, because there's different ways to do it. It ain't got to be a drastic fucking change like these niggas be wanting artists to fucking do. Okay, I'm doing boom, bappy, jazzy shit, but let me switch to hyperpop. Something I don't authentically want to do. And there are some times when I do authentically do a sound, because trust me, I can feel it in my soul when I don't want to do something or write something. I just delete the whole thing and then just do something else. But like I say, man, fans are weird with that shit. But back to respecting people's about these music critics, these music coaches. You can't be a coach, you're a hypocrite. This is when it consistently comes to play. When Coal Mines, when I sent my shit to Coal Mines, not one time have that man ever told me to switch it up, change. The only thing he had was the fact that I always ended the end rhyme on an X. What I mean is, I can have an A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, and end it with a C. I just write like that. It is what it is. But other than that, he fucks. We never told him to switch it up, change your sound, none of that bullshit. You're too monotone. Because niggas act like you're just talking through the beat. No, nigga, I'm rhythmically with the fucking beat. Talking through the beat is like spoken word is like spoken word poetry. The beat is here, and you're like, and the rapper or the poet is just every fucking where. That's spoken word poetry. That is not a good listen. That is not transitioning well musically. I am one with the motherfucking drums. So it's not talking through the beat. These niggas are so used to melodics. And even when you talking, it's melodic. When I say shit like, I be from the West Coast, motherfuckers better get ghosts. Cause every once in a while I throw that shit in. So it ain't like I'm completely fucking monotone. Niggas just wanted to be such a drastic thing that you gotta really like pick it up and not, you know what I mean? It's just stupid. It's dumb. It's stupid to me. But again, it just makes no sense to me with these rap coaches. Like I say, rap coaches like this, you know what I mean? Who just want everyone to be pop stars. Nigga, not everyone is meant to be a pop star. No one doesn't care about that shit. You see me doing it because, oh, you got the skills. You got the right beats. Only thing you want me to do is hop on a fucking, you know, make like a song like, because all they gonna do is go back to that song, Oxygen. Because that was the only trap-ish song that I did. And then I just kind of like not did it after that. Because I'm like, yeah, if he makes more songs like Oxygen, that song was fire. You want my Oxygen. Y'all, that was not something. Only thing that I hated about it was he says energy was low. If his energy was hypity, hypity, hype. Even though you heard me like this. Because people don't understand how the fuck my voice is. I'm not going to just overly scream my fucking... And there's some songs where I do rap with a high energy when they're not here. I'm talking about my wife and my daughter. When they're not there, my energy is high. But however, nigga, there's particular songs where I need to tone it down a bit. And even when my energy is high, you still call shit monotone any fucking way. So it isn't fucking matter. You just want me to switch my motherfucking voice like this. And then when I do some shit like that, then it's considered fucking trash. Even TikTok knows that. Why the hell do you think when I do them type of songs or type of flows, that's not it? But when I'm doing these boom bappy songs, rapping over these beats, spinning these bars, notice how people fuck with it. Even TikTok. This is a kid app and niggas don't say nothing. Nothing. But when someone does, but someone like the moisturized Kevin, right, who I fucks with, his shit, I understand what his shit is. That's some mock homie shit. That's some very, it's very left. And I notice. As much as y'all say, artists take risks. Ain't it kind of funny how the artists that take risks get the most hate? Because when I put up my little boom bappy shit, my little rap shit is trash. I mean, no, it's not trash. It's safe. Now, there's a song called Different Codes. And I go, dun, 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 dun. Now, that's a risk. Because I'm flowing to the sample, so you can't say I don't with this flow up. And people be like, just punch in, bro. Okay, fine, I punch in, but nigga, well, of course I punch in. Everyone punches in. The difference is I don't freestyle. Like the thing is, y'all niggas think punching in is just freestyle. You can do both. You can write and punch in, and I don't know why motherfuckers have it like. And they be sitting there and people look at these fucking videos like they're really informative. When you sit there and tell these kids or anyone who doesn't know what punching in is when you're freestyling and write, and one take is when you're writing. You can fucking do both. Like Nelly punched in. Like you think Ludacris don't fucking punch in? And I can hear parts where Ludacris punches in and how Ludacris raps. You can't tell me that man is not fucking punch in. Tech 9 punches in. People been doing that for years. Decades. It's not new. It's new to y'all because y'all lazily, y'all freestyle it and then you punch in. Freestyle it and you punch in. Freestyle it and you punch in. That's nice. That's what you do. That's not what I do. I prefer to see my words. You know, call me a fossil, but I like to see my words. I don't like to just step in the fucking booth. Freestyle punch, when I can like, bro, I couldn't even come up with the concept of Darkstalker if I just punched that shit in. It was more than just writing. It was me doing research on Google, making sure I got all the characters' names right. That's why I like recording and making sure doing it at the house, because I couldn't be able to do all this shit in the studio, because I'd be wasting studio time. Then I had to fucking sit here, make sure that every flow fits. I did a lot of shit for that song. I had to go on Textify and make sure that every... and try to make sure that the similarities to the Hood Life and Darkstalkers lined up so it wouldn't be... There's a lot of shit I had to do with that song. And I enjoyed it. Because it made me fulfill, and it made the ending product better. And that's light. Sometimes I don't like my own music, but that's light coming from me. But like I say, homie, that's just how the fuck I operate. I hate when fans try to tell artists, that's why I don't never show how I record music, how I'm in the studio. I don't do none of that shit, because y'all be telling niggas to be content creators. If people like your personality, they'll like you. Yeah. But then there's a flip side to that. I don't like your music, but I like his personality. It's like, seriously, man. We're supposed to be promoting our music. No one cares about our fucking personality. Especially if you're a nobody. No one's a fuck. Like me and my podcast. People follow my shit. Maybe I have a personality. I'm just speaking my truth and niggas are following what I'm saying. But the thing about it is, if I were to transition this to TikTok, that's a no-go. That's a huge no-go. I tried it before with the little Grinch thing. But, you know. That was a... Yeah, I don't know. That shit was corny to me. I used to Grinch to say what I really want to feel, but you got to tone it down. Here's the thing about TikTok. I couldn't promote... Okay, I could promote my music. Here's the kicker. The cover is a marijuana plant. It's a marijuana plant that looks like roses. I couldn't even put that shit on TikTok because of the copyrights. I had to put a robot that looked high. So, yeah. But at the same time, I'm on TikTok. I'm seeing little girls shaking their asses. I'm seeing all these crazy things on TikTok. But a marijuana plant is a no-no. I'm seeing niggas literally puffing blunts in videos, but I can't show a fucking damn cover of a fucking marijuana plant that looks like roses. That's crazy to me. I might put a TikTok on that, but it is what the fuck it is, man. All I'm saying is take these rap coaches with a grain of salt. The only rap coaches I can recommend that is cool is Cole Mines and Lyricology. I hate that he fucking had this fucking channel because he was so cool. And people like that, man, don't listen to these industry niggas. They're like, oh, who's about the business? Yeah. But most of these niggas give you bad information and they hypocritical. Like, one moment you're saying steal flows, next moment you're saying don't steal flows. They act like they're in the trenches with you. You are your established artist. No, nigga, we can't do what you do. You got industry connections. We do not have those. So, that's the fucking thing that kills me. You know, when they try to... It's just stupid. And all these niggas are just rappers. We're music, like when people, this one group of people were reviewing Damo Genesis album. And this ain't every single one of these corny niggas were like, it's a bunch of like white kids. Every single one of these corny fools had a distro kit. And they all had one song. And it was garbage. And you're sitting over here. And I know why they're doing it, but that's not how the fuck you're gonna get people to listen to your fucking music. That's not how shit's gonna fucking work, bro. It's not gonna work like that. Because who the fuck are you? And you got these music reviewers who, you know, rip apart niggas' music, and every single one of them used to be a rapper, still rap, and then when they try to put out music and they get ripped apart, they get scared. Look, you see him having a fucking Blackie speech. You can best believe he's not going to drop another fucking song. He's not going to drop another song. If he does, people, first impression is a motherfucker. They're not going to listen. And plus the fact that you are a, like, bro, you can't do that. You can't just sit there and call someone's music trash and then you come out making some trash music, even though it's by industry standards good. You know, with the fucking generic trap beats that niggas be wanting me to rap on. It's like, buddy, it's like, no. And I know what you mean. Let's be real with it. There are some beats that I have where I do add little trap beats. I have a fucking song called Mark Davis. And that has a fucking trap drums to it. You know, just chilling, just vibing. You know, that kind of shit. You know, the shit that hip hop has hate that when you rap like that. It's from Boom Bap Eater. I mean, that's as far as I'm changing it. And then the topics be about whatever the fuck I want it to be. Other than that, my nigga, it is what the fuck it is. Because the old me would have took it to a whole other fucking goddamn level. But nah, niggas don't want that. They don't want that. They don't, it's too much. But at the same time, y'all want to call J. Cole soft. But then when an artist does something that's too out there, too left, you fold. You buckle. It's like when fucking Jake Peck Mafia made that song and that fucking racist cop and then used his, because he got shot and killed, and then used that as an intro to his fucking song. Y'all ripped him a fucking part. I'm just saying. You know, y'all want artists to be freely creative, but real artists, they get hit with that risk. They do. Yeah, but when your fans are openly telling you, don't do that, come on, bro. I know you want to switch it up, but this is who you are now, even though this is not who I really am, because my older shit wasn't just boom bappy, jazzy rap. It was other shit, too. It's not like I was walking around with my head cut off. I wanted to just be diverse. But see, the thing about it is, when I learned that, I realized all that.
I hate club made the same shit. They show mid.
Hey, fans like mid shit. Because if you don't want an artist to switch up their sound and be their true self, because making boom bappy shit is not my true self. It's as safe as making trap music. That's the conversation they don't. That's the thing they don't want to talk about. I can hop on a boom bappy beat and spit some bars. Y'all would sit there and say, yeah, it's that real rap. And it's the most safest shit because it's nothing different. All you're doing is just reading after. And since the boom of Godzilla and you got all these Godzilla clones and all these motherfuckers coming along, what's the point? But whatever. I'm just saying. It's nothing groundbreaking. All you're doing is rehashing shit. Like, I can buy this fucking sample pack, right? That has some clear fucking, like, J. Dilla, Dr. Dre inspiration. And I could get that sample pack, make a fucking unique concept song. That's the only thing that's even making the shit stand is the fucking concept of, and then just put it out there and be like, oh, that shit fire. I get some braggadocio shit. And then be careful not to say, because much as fans be like, no, we cool. But nah, nigga, we real rapping. Yeah, okay, cool. But when a nobody rapper, because fans are weird. If I were to sit there and say, because there's a sample that sounds like some Dr. Dre must have resurrected J. Dilla type of shit. And I kind of like that sound. And if I say in verse, this is what happens when 2001 Dr. Dre dug up 2001 Dr. Dre collaborated with, made a song with J. Dilla. This is what happens when, this is what would happen if I was signed to Aftermath in 2001. Basically saying I'm that good. Right? Because you have to. You ain't gonna hear nobody hop on a beat like that and say, I'm an aight rapper. That's the shit that kills me. You hate when rappers be overconfident in their music. But when they show any weakness, because in your mind, you have this stupid imaginative idea of the artist. No, you're the guy that's humble. No, you don't know what the fuck I am. You're going off of a couple of songs and said, this is you. And I'm tired of fans that do that dumb shit. I've never in my life heard a rapper and said, this is who the fuck you are. I don't even know how anyone can just, with a brain cell, can think like that when they hear a fucking artist. If they consistently do it all the time, okay. But I'm still not going to say that's who you are, because you might switch your second album or your fourth album might be completely fucking left. I can't just assume that's who the fuck you are. That's what they want you to be. It's always what they want, what we want, than what his artist wants. Niggas get scared we made music for ourselves. In 2018, 19, 20 was me making music for myself. Now I'm over here making something that is kind of balanced, but it's really not. I'm just in a niche. That's boring as fuck. You know what I mean? It's fucking boring. It's boring as fuck. It's fun to them, but it's boring as fuck to me. Like, I do it, because I'm not going to lie, these beats are fire, but then, come on. It's like I'm telling you, it's like the NBA, Showtime glitch. I'm shooting from the same fucking spot and making it every time. Probably a few misses on the fucking weed 420 project, because the only reason why I did that, because niggas thought I smoke weed. I don't smoke weed. All because you rap with a chill tone don't equate that you smoke weed. I just put that shit out there because I wanted to. We already know the best songs on there is, you know, I Get High and La La. All them other songs just made a bust. Right? We know that. So I don't even got to say it. I ain't got to hear a reviewer saying it. I already know what it is. And then the boom baby shit is always wins. So we already fucking know what's up. Or you shouldn't do love songs. You're just good at making just, and like I told you, even it comes down even to the fucking topics. Like, niggas don't even mind you making a 30 album talking about the same shit. But at the same time, we'll try to tell, it's like if it gets to that point where your fans are so attached to the same sound and the same topics, that's easy fucking money, because they're not even expecting to even change up anything. Probably the ones that sit on the fucking fence and they don't know what they want you to change it to. Okay, if I'm going to switch it up, make sure that the shit sounds good, not because, oh, it just sounds good that you're doing it. No, it has to fucking sound good. Niggas want me to be like Dax and rap. What do you want the motherfucking fast? Like, they can lie and say that's not what the fuck we want. That's what the fuck you want. It's like how you got people saying, it needs to be more energy there. It's not yelling. It is yelling. Because I remember a long time ago, I tried to rap on a trap beat. And I was, you like real motherfucking beats like this? And my flow was so off. I didn't even notice it. I was just doing whatever. Now, since I'm so laser on everything, you know, being a perfectionist, it ain't like what I'm going to gain from this. I'm so unperfectionist to a craft that even if you're doing it right, you're still doing it wrong to some people. What I mean is, you got people that will say Kendrick is good and technical, but he's still trash. You live in this era where they'll give you props for being good, but you're still not good. It's such an oxymoronic thing. It's like, that's where it's like saying, she looks beautiful, she looks nice, but she has an ugly mole on her fucking face. I mean, that's weird to me. Some people try to make it make sense. I can't do that. Let's be real. Not everyone's fucking perfect. And I think we live in an era where people think that everyone gotta be so perfect. Even when you make this content, like if you, you know, if I woke up right now, all I got is a white t-shirt on and a fucking tread cap, and I do a fucking whole video, a whole TikTok with the tripod, with this on, you're going to look at me weird. Why does he look like that? You got niggas who don't even, you got, this is weird. It's as weird as people, this one dude said it, because Seamus got big. You know, he has a dad belly. And fans are attacking his weight, overly, you know, photoshopping his weight. He's not been that bad. And that is kind of cringe that people care. And they always are like, no, you're cringe. And they like just a slew of people attacking this man for his opinions. This is why I stopped even having opinions online. And they'd be like, it's a slew, like just straight up, like, straight up. Oh, you know, you're cringe, blah, blah, blah. But you know what also fucking grind my gears too? It was just in my For You page on Instagram, and there was these little girls. They were mauled by a pit bull. This is why I don't like dogs. And what happens, I mean, I had a dog, but after seeing these, you don't see cats mauling people. Some cats are crazy, yeah, because some of y'all fuck with them. Now, I've never seen a cat rip someone's fucking face off. Unless it's a tiger or a fucking, like, lion or a leopard. But a cat like my cat, I've never seen it. So these kids, you know, bless their hearts, even with their faces looking mangled, they were still seeing through it, you know, being happy, being blessed, you know, being very base and just, you know, just enjoying life, even with their disformed faces from these vicious attacks from these pit bulls. Very good thing to see. Look in the comments, is always an idiot. And he said this, and I quote, "Yeah, that's cool." And I hate when they say it like that. But, you know, you're never going to get a girlfriend. You're never going to get a boyfriend looking like that. I'm just speaking the truth. And then I guess someone responded to him and said, "I don't care. This is my honest opinion." People should keep that shit they fuck themselves. And the fact you got people who think like that, think about it. You can't say that God bless you out of something on social media. Because God isn't real. And I'm like, y'all little... And these are people like, yeah, if you're a Satanist saying that shit, you know what? That don't shock me. If you're an atheist, because I know a few atheists that don't care that. As long as you respect their belief, I respect your belief. But some atheists online, they are as worse as the so-called Bible thumpers. If this person said, "God helped me through it," that's his belief system. That's who he feels blessed him to be in his position. God blessed me in his position. I was broke with nothing. I got me a better job. Wifey getting a better job. Things is coming for us. We're being patient. We put in the work. Blessings are coming. We say that to our family. They know what's up. You said online to a bunch of strangers. Yeah, you got people saying, "Yeah, God bless you, God bless you." There's always the handful that say, "God isn't real. That was you that did it. Don't undermine yourself." It's not undermining. It's called being humble. But see, let's go back to rap. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, bro. It gets stupid to me at times. No, you try to be a humble rapper, and even when you are humble, niggas be trying to fucking, based off of, they try to make, it's like you're a control stick to them, like you're a video game. You try to be humble, they be like, "No, bro, I would want you to be an artist that I can feel that can be, you know, that's more. No, nigga, stop making artists be something that you want them to be. I'm tired of fans that do that shit. Shut the fuck up, let the artist be their fucking self. It's not for you. Leave it the fuck alone. It's like they don't want to accept the fact because they hear a couple of songs, a couple of verses, and they think, "It's artist for me, but he needs to change something." You ain't got to change shit. If a bunch of fans love it, why do you care? And this is when, these are also the same people that attack your fans for loving what you make and talk about, "He could have been better if he did, if he moved the way I wanted him to move." And that's how these motherfuckers think. Tell me if I'm fucking lying. That's that whole, like that one retard years ago, I read a comment saying some shit like, I used to give little Dirk all kinds of shit, but if he keeps making songs like this, I would love his music. Like, you have fans who are so entitled, they feel like if you make what they want from you, they will be fans of you. Like, they so special. It's over a million people in the fucking world, dog. You're not that special. I'm not that special, but I don't come off with that whole attitude like that's what makes it a fucking difference. I never in my life sit there and told an artist, "If you make music the way I want you to make, then I'll be your fan." Like, who the fuck are you? Just another number, nigga. Who the fuck are you?
I'm just keeping it a buck, nigga. I'm just keeping it a buck. I just hate that shit. But it is what the fuck it is. I'm done.